Я хотел бы поделиться опытом в Китае. За последние годы, к сожалению, качество звука не позволяет ощущать перевод.
Education adheres to the balancing theory and pay attention to adjusting the relationship between public interest and individual interest, national interest and regional interest. The research by many international organizations and academic institutions show that the Chinese citizens have high trust in government. The Chinese government adheres to the purpose of serving people only. China regards the administrative litigation as a link of overall social engineering and embrace administrative litigation into the multi-relationship between government, society, markets, and citizens. Administrative litigation not only helps suppress the administrative branch, but also work into the social effects, taking account the protection of human rights and social stability, balancing individual interests and the social public welfare, and promoting the harmony between government and the people. Generally speaking, China administrative litigation has played a dual human rights function. On the one hand, as a remedy, administrative litigation has become an important part of China's judicial protection of human rights. On the other hand, the administrative litigation system has served as an institutional platform for effective interaction between the government and the citizens, and improve the efficiency of the government. That's all. Thank you.